The news came as a shock to many New Zealanders. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced her resignation at a media conference on Thursday.
I had hoped to find a way to prepare not just for another year, but another term, because that is what this year requires. I have not been able to do that. I know what this job takes, and I know that I no longer have enough in the tank to do it justice.
On the streets, there was a mixed reaction.
Oh, man, I thought she was all good. I liked her. I thought everyone else liked her, man. Well, why'd she do that?
I don't think she was doing very well in the polls anyway, so, you know, it's a good time for her to sit down.
I think she's looked after the country over some pretty difficult times, so, kind of wish her all the best for the future. I think she's done an amazing job with the situation she's been put in.
Ardern led New Zealand through the Christchurch massacre in 2019, in which 51 Muslim worshippers were shot dead. She was quick to call it a terror attack targeting Muslims, and in the days following, wore a headscarf when she met members of the community, saying the country was united in grief. Ardern was widely praised for her swift response to the COVID-19 pandemic. New Zealand imposed some of the toughest pandemic rules that lasted 2 years. It's recorded one of the lowest death tolls from the virus, but that came at a cost. Recent opinion polls suggest the Prime Minister's popularity has dipped and the Labour Party's approval ratings are down, with unfulfilled election promises and a cost of living crisis.
Overseas, she's definitely viewed very well, whereas I think internally, she's probably maybe lost the public's acceptance a little bit.
No, it was time for her to go, and no one in their right mind would have voted for her, surely.
Ardern was held as a progressive leader. She was only the second woman after Pakistan's Benazir Bhutto to give birth while in office. And perhaps what people will remember most is the empathy and compassion she showed in moments of crisis. But in her own words, politicians are human, and she has no more to give.
We give all that we can for as long as we can, and then it's time. And for me, it's time.
Her last day in office will be February the 7th. Asad Baig, Al Jazeera.